The book Hebrews, part 14. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis. I'm the first assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number, 27 plus, is our international number, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Should you require any books, especially What is Your God's Name? This is a book I've written, a 500 plus pages, and the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. It's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages. It's so thick we had to bind it in two different books because it's too thick to bind. And it's awkward to handle a book of 2.5 kilograms, 3 kilograms when you do Bible study. So it's a thick book like that. I would suggest you get those two books for starters. And then there's Israel's Rapture, which is also an English one. If this is the first time that you are about to partake in our Bible study, you are very, very, very welcome. I always say, the new people are so welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. You also need to share the link with your friends and family. And it's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all our studies that we're busy with, and also our English TikToks. Send this link to your friends and family and those that you love. And make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today, it's going to be a real, real blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday, and we're still busy with Hebrews 1 verse 13. Now you, by this time, knows this scripture in Hebrews 1 verse 3 by heart. The fact that Yahushua purged our sins. Did he purge our sins in heaven? Or did he purge our sins on the earth? Yeah, he purged our sins on the earth. He had the brightness after he became the sun. He wasn't the sun. He became the son of Yahweh our Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. When the scripture says that before all things he was, we're going to see that it's impossible. He couldn't have been there before anything was. He became the brightness. He became, he says, being the brightness, he became the brightness of the Father. He wasn't the brightness originally. I'm going to show it to you. Tell me, every angel in heaven, are they the brightness of the Father? No. Are they the express image of his person, the Father's person? No. Do the other angels in heaven uphold all things by his word and power, the Father's? No. Did any of the other angels went and sat on the right hand in high after he purged our sins? Did any of the other angels purge our sins? No. Now, why would I use the word other angels? Do I direct you in a certain way of thinking now? Angels, angels. Who was Yahushua? Maybe an angel? If I say that Yahushua maybe was an angel? No, 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 Prof, don't come with that type of stories. He was the son of Jaffa. And then again, who was he before he was the son? Now, to get all these answers for the whole week, up till now, from Monday to Thursday now, we are concentrating on the same verse. And now we are about to discover what and why. I'm using my heading here as the other angels in heaven. There's angels in heaven, and then there's also other angels in heaven. It's easy. The Bible says in there was four angels that hold the winds, and there was another angel. Go read Revelation. Every verse about is about another angel, about another angel. And there was another angel that drawn a cloth before the sun. And there was another angel who set loose the four winds. And it's just another angel. I'm asking, my heading here is the other angels in heaven. Hebrews 1 verse 4. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 3 in order just to get the sequence running into verse 4. He, Yahushua, who being the brightness of his, that's Yahweh the Almighty's glory, an express image of his, that's Yahweh Almighty's person, and upholding all things by the word of his, Yahweh Almighty's power, when he, Yahushua, had purged our sins, and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, which is in heaven. Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Now the word better, what does the word better? There's another translation that says being made so much more, not better. So I'm going to use the word in brackets more. When we see the word better, I'm just going to just put in brackets more, just to give it another impression. Alright? So, now this, Yahushua, who was the brightness of the Father and the express image upheld all things by his word, John 1 verse 1 to 14, sat down on the right hand. He purged our sins. Now he says, being made, I say I am making a kitchen cupboard. It means there was no cupboard. I'm making a kitchen cupboard. I'm creating a kitchen cupboard. So it says, being made so much better or more than the angels. Now again, I'm going to put another word in brackets. Look at this. Being made so much better in brackets or more than the, in brackets, other angels. Because it doesn't say angel, it says angels. More, it means more. More. As he, now I'm using brackets, the son of Yahweh, hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. When this angels was spoken, because angels are not created by hand, by Yahweh. If you read Hebrews 1 verse 12, you will see angels are spoken beings, which is used for the glory of Yahweh, messengers. Now I'm going to read verse 4. So, he that purchased our sins, that an angel purchased our sins. I can't hear. No. Who purchased our sins? Yahushua, in brackets, Jesus Christ. So he says that this Savior who purchased our sins, in verse 3, was made so much better or more than the other angels, as he, the son of Yahweh, he wasn't the son of Yahweh, he was made the son of Yahweh. He inherited a title, the son of Yahweh. He inherited a name that's exalted above every other name. He never had that name before. It's a name that he obtained after he was exalted, begotten of the Father. Before he was begotten of the Father, he didn't have the name Jesus or Yahushua. I prefer the name Yahushua because the name Jesus never exists. That's some God's name. Pagan God. Verse 4, being made is being made. He wasn't so. He's being made so much better or more than the other angels. So what do we read here immediately? We see that Yahushua, before he became the Son, that in verse 3, being made better than the other angels. So he was an angel. Then we read it. Read what he says. In verse 4. Being made so much more than the other angels. Before, in verse 1, verse 3. Before being the brightness and the express image of the Father's person and uphold all things by the word and the power. Before he purchased our sins and sat on the right hand. Who was he? Because he wasn't Yahushua. He didn't have the name. He was nameless like all the other angels. There's just certain angels that got names. There's the higher rank angels, like Lucifer, that was his glorified name, before casted out on the earth, which became Satan, with a third of heaven's angels. You have Michael, and you have Gabriel, the two chief angels. But I don't find place in the Bible where these other angels has names. Now today, at least with the new translation, they're giving the angels lots of names. But in the 1611 King James, he has been made. He was so much better than the angels. Being made so much better than the other angels. Being made so much better. Now I'm going to stop right here. And I'm going to leave you with verse 4. Hebrews 1 verse 4. And you go and make a study of Hebrews 1 verse 4. And see if you can see the revelation here. That Yahweh, that this specific angel, he didn't have a specific name. He was an angel, an ordinary angel. But Yahweh chose him because he had a special purpose for this angel, which would become his son later on. And I'm going to prove it to you in the scripture. Go read Hebrews 1 verse 4 and further on. With the knowledge that you've got now, see if you can touch on the right spots. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.